Ready in Kalamazoo.
Ready in Hollywood. This is a memo from Movieland.
Yes, it's a memo from Movieland. News and views of Hollywood and its stars brought to you by Kalamazoo's three leading theaters, the State, Capitol, and Fuller.
There's no business like show, business like no business I know.
There's no business like show business, and there's no season like greater movie season, now in full swing at the State, Capitol, and Fuller theaters. This is the time when Movieland's biggest features are unveiled for your entertainment, and they'll all be appearing on the screens at the State, Capitol, and Fuller. Now you can enjoy a great double feature bill at the Fuller Theater in Kalamazoo. There's action and excitement in Undercover Man with Glenn Ford and Nina Fush. And for lots of laughter, it's Leave It to Henry, starring Walter Catlett and Raymond Walburn. Thrilling days when the West was young are seen in Colorado Territory at the Capitol. Joel McRae and Virginia Mayo share top billing in this memorable film. Also at the Capitol, news, cartoon, and special feature. A great cast and a great story is The Great Gatsby. Alan Ladd and Betty Field, MacDonald Carey, Ruth Hussey, and Barry Sullivan at the State. More top entertainment for greater movie season. Now, let's hear what's new out Hollywood way.
As of early this month, Bob Hope can be described as a big oil man. Seems old Ski Nose received word that oil was struck on his ranch in Scurry County, Texas. And Bob has a couple of partners, too. One of them, Bing Crosby. Harry James, music-making husband of Betty Grable, is hinting that he'd like to turn movie actor. He wants to make a rip-roaring Western thriller. Speaking of Bob Hope a minute ago, Bob tells of a recent incident in Minneapolis. Bob was leading a big parade when he was guest of honor at that city's Aquatennial celebration. Bob was waving to folks along the way when he spotted one woman who just stared stonily at him. Bob, fascinated, stared back. Then the good woman stuck out her tongue at him. Bob admits he came out second best. A Crosby fan, no doubt. Betty Field is an independent person. She says her home life with writer husband Elmer Rice and her two children comes first. Then she takes on a Broadway play when she finds a part she likes. And then, in third place, vivacious Betty will take a Hollywood film offer, if she thinks it's a good story. Consequently, moviegoers don't see Miss Field too often. But on a recent trip to Hollywood with hubby, Betty saw a part she did like. And that's why she's in another movie after an absence of a few years. Listen.
Betty Field returns to the screen after an absence of several years of stage work in a starring role opposite Alan Ladd in The Great Gatsby. It's Paramount's picturization of F. Scott Fitzgerald's famous novel, a show with ruthless power and romantic oomph in every minute. Other top actors include MacDonald Carey, fastest rising Hollywood star, Ruth Hussey, Barry Sullivan, and Howard Da Silva. Here's an emotion-packed story you'll love. The Great Gatsby, now at the State Theater in Kalamazoo. Now at the Fuller Theater is another of Columbia Pictures' great crime features based on actual facts. Glenn Ford stars in Undercover Man, probably the greatest crime story yet filmed because it's based on revelations of Frank J. Wilson, chief of the U.S. Secret Service, retired. Also at the Fuller, a show for the whole family. Leave It to Henry is better than a visit to the doctor. You'll be laughing all the way home. Those two veteran comedians, Walter Catlett and Raymond Walburn, get into and out of more funny situations than you could believe. Two fine shows now at the Fuller for greater movie season. Complete with old Spanish towns, the early days of moonlit nights, great prairie and mountain scenery, as well as plenty of two-fisted action. That's Colorado Territory, thrilling folks now at the Capitol. It stars Joel McRae and Virginia Mayo. Now for more hot news from Movie Land, take it away, Hollywood!
Young comedian Donald O'Connor has been signed to a new long-term contract by Universal Studio following the expiration of his original 7-year deal. Two more pictures are currently planned for O'Connor. Phyllis Calvert will return to her native England following completion of her co-starring role opposite Alan Ladd in United States Mail. She's scheduled to take over the feminine leads in two coming British films. Hollywood Briefs. Mel Ferrer and Lon McAllister are among the film notables taking part in summer Straw Hat productions in the Little Theater in La Jolla. Beatrice Lilly has taken the boat back for England. Now in the Riviera in France, Michelle Morgan, Ava Gardner, and Clifton Webb.
Thank you, Hollywood. Again tomorrow at 7:30, we'll be tapping the Movieland wire for more news from the film capital, more about greater movie season at the State, Capitol, and Fuller Theaters in Kalamazoo. Yes, there's no business like show business.
There's no business like show, business like no business I know.